local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Cloudy now, but a darn fine weekend ahead. Filling in the details in between, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He's on the way right here on FM Talk 106.5. First, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. We've got another wreck at Pleasant Valley and Government Boulevard. Second one we've had there this morning. Now the lights are also in flash mode there. Another accident. They're working 65 ramp to Spring Hill Avenue eastbound. Also Airport and Azalea and Theodore Dawes and Andre Davis still there with an accident with injuries. What is Talladega? It's the thrill of four-wide racing, acres of campground parties, and the unforgettable memories. Get your tickets now for April 26th. This is more than a race. This is Talladega. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few morning showers, then highs in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant, with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
All right, 56 now at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. And yeah, pretty weekend ahead, says Dr. Bill. We'll get a full weather discussion from him coming up at around 7:35. It is Mobile Mornings. I'm Sean Sullivan. There's Dalton Orwig. And at 7:50, Captain Bobby Abrascato joins us with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. By the way, he'll be one of our many guides at the Guides Corner for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Mobile Boat Show. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. All right, so as we're still recapping some of the numbers from Super Tuesday, we'll dig in more on how the different Senate hopefuls on the Republican side did in Mobile and Baldwin County and how they did elsewhere in the state. I think it's a interesting takeaway as you look at the runoff coming up. Where will Jeff Sessions have to make inroads? Where will Tommy Tuberville have to make inroads to win on March 31st? Also, Chuck Schumer goes hollering out in front of Supreme Court.
Yeah.
John Roberts did not like that. We'll tell you more about that. Also, Wall Street likes, I'm just thinking of the movie where they like Blue Horseshoe, and people who ever saw the original Wall Street know what I'm talking about. But Wall Street likes Joe Biden, it seems like, or at least they seem relieved that Sanders might not be the nominee as the markets jumped up yesterday. We'll talk more about that coming up. And in sports,
well, the Senior Bowl officially moving on from Ladd Peebles Stadium. They'll now be played at the Hancock Whitney Stadium on South Alabama's campus. I'll give you more information on that. And also, last night, the Auburn Tigers' win streak at home in Auburn was snapped after 19 games. I'll give you the details coming up in sports.
All right, and California now has had its first coronavirus death. That's got coronavirus now cases in the United States. 11, I think we're looking at. California and New York have more cases than anywhere else. Closest to us, Florida and Georgia have each had cases. Nothing reported yet in Alabama. So what are they doing in Washington? Well, the House approved an emergency spending bill to fund the federal response to the coronavirus. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One has more.
The yeas are 415, the nays are 2.
Two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended, the bill is passed.
It was an overwhelming margin of support for the $8.3 billion spending package. Congresswoman Nita Lowey, who helped craft the bill, said this is no time for delay.
Congress is acting with the seriousness and sense of urgency the coronavirus threat demands.
Lowey, who heads the House Appropriations Committee, offers a peek at what's inside the bill.
It provides $8.3 billion in entirely new funding to keep Americans safe, including more than $3 billion for research and development of vaccines, therapeutics, and diagnostics, $300 million for the government to purchase vaccines at a fair and reasonable price, $2.2 billion in public health funding for prevention, preparedness, and response, $950 million of which is to support state and local health agencies.
Kay Granger, the ranking Republican on the House Appropriations Committee, also supported the bill.
I urge all of my colleagues to join me in voting for the measure.
Back at the White House, Vice President Mike Pence, who heads the Coronavirus Task Force, applauded the House's passage of the bill.
The legislation implements the president's vision to ensure that not only do our federal agencies have the support and resources that they need, but also that our state and local partners have their support.
The bill now goes to the Senate, where Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's anxious to put the measure to a vote.
I'm optimistic we can complete the legislation and deliver this funding this week.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer also urged passage of the bill.
I urge all of my colleagues, in the interest of time, understanding the urgency of the matter, to help us achieve this goal.
If that happens, the bill could reach President Trump's desk for his signature by week's end. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
It was interesting to see the stocks that moved more than others yesterday in the rally. And obviously, healthcare stocks are doing well, depending on what part of the healthcare field they're in. Also, telecommuting, any kind of telecommuting software, those kind of things, those companies moved.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Gojo people that owned, I think it's Purell and Purell, and then some of the other hand sanitizer companies, obviously through the roof.
Right.
Those are pretty predictable, but also Peloton.
For working out at home.
Anything to do with home workouts versus going to gyms, those stocks did very well yesterday, too. I thought it was interesting to analyze where people see the growth. You know, the coronavirus scare, whatever, will move some stocks down, but what other stocks then seem to rise based on that news? It's outside of just hand sanitizer stuff, because that's it's pretty much expected. It's the other ones. It's like the workout equipment companies I saw yesterday going up, and I said, that's interesting.
Yeah, that really is. I didn't even think about that. But, yeah, you know, more people working. Is this how we all become shut-ins?
Yes. This is. We're wondering what was going to make it to where, you know, we said, oh, with technology, you won't have to leave your house and all that. But, you know, people like to get out and be around other human beings sometimes. And then you see this, and maybe this is the actual catalyst to move to be complete shut-ins. We only will interact online.
Yeah, maybe so. I know that in some of these cities that are that have a lot of cases right now, they're recommending that actually if you do have the symptoms, they said stay at home, you know, don't go pass it around anywhere. And they said don't even order the delivery food. But I was thinking, why not order the delivery food and have them set it right outside your door?
What if they're sick?
That's a good point.
Well, maybe this is the time for the drones to start delivering everything.
I think it is.
All right. And also, movie company stocks were down because they're worried about people not going to the theater. Kind of a related story here. I think it's pretty interesting. So Daniel Craig, so James Bond, is hosting SNL this weekend to promote No Time to Die, the new movie, even though that movie release was just pushed back to November.
Wow.
Because the company thinks if they release it on, I think it's supposed to come out next month, sometime in April, and they said because they have the fear that people won't be going to movie theaters, they're moving the opening of the movie back to November. It's ready to go now, but they're moving it back for 8 months, trying to get ahead, so to speak, of the coronavirus fears.
I guess it's convenient that the name of the movie this time is No Time to Die.
Yeah, that may be part of the problem, too. All right, 715 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with WKRG next.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A manhunt is underway for a man in Bay County. Deputies say killed two people. They say 41-year-old Jason Kenneth Jones shot and killed a woman while he was chasing his girlfriend. Jones also reportedly shot his girlfriend, but she's expected to survive. Officials found a second body while putting out a fire at Jones' home. He is considered armed and dangerous. If you happen to see him, call 911. Two suspects are in the Mobile Metro Jail this morning after one suspect shot at deputies who were serving a warrant. Mobile County deputies were looking for Savannah Dixon when Corey Owens drove off, leading them on a chase. He then crashed and ran off into a wooded area before shooting at deputies. Canines were able to catch Owens, who had outstanding warrants for possessing and receiving stolen substances. Dixon faces a theft charge. A Mississippi conservation group is getting a grant to help expand oyster reefs in the Gulf. The Nature Conservancy received nearly $3 million to expand reefs. They hope to strengthen the reef in case there is an influx of fresh water into the Gulf. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The Senior Bowl is on the move. Auburn's win streak at home is snapped, and the Pelicans lose an important game in their race for the playoffs. It's 7:17 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Vorwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. It's official. The Senior Bowl is moving on from Ladd Peebles Stadium beginning next year. Senior Bowl officials announced yesterday that in January of 2021, the Senior Bowl practices and game will be played at the University of South Alabama's Hancock Whitney Stadium. The stadium still under construction, but on schedule to open this fall for the Jaguars football season. AL.com reports that the university and the Senior Bowl agreed to a 10-year, $30,000 per year deal, which also includes proceeds from concessions to the university. The Senior Bowl will get parking and ticket revenue. The annual All-Star Game has been held at Ladd Peebles Stadium for 70 years. In SEC basketball last night, Auburn's 19-game home win streak was snapped in a 78-75 loss to Texas A&M. It had been over a year since the Tigers lost in Auburn Arena. Josh Nebo led the Aggies with 19 points. 17 of Nebo's points came in the second half. Auburn was led by Samir Dowdy with 25. Tigers will close out the regular season in Knoxville against Tennessee on Saturday. In other games, Florida beat Georgia 68-54. Arkansas picked up a huge 99-90 win over LSU. And Ole Miss beat Missouri 75-67. In the NBA last night, New Orleans fell to Dallas in overtime 127-123. The Pelicans, who are in a race for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference, have now lost three games in a row. Memphis routed Brooklyn 118-79. Miami beat Orlando 116-113. Milwaukee took care of business against Indiana 119-100. Oklahoma City beat Detroit, and Boston beat Cleveland. In NFL news, the LA Chargers and Carolina Panthers traded offensive linemen on Wednesday. According to ESPN, the Chargers traded left tackle Russell Okung to the Panthers in exchange for guard Trey Turner. It'll become official on March 18th when the new league year begins. Turner has been a Pro Bowl selection the past five seasons and is under contract through 2021. Okung is a two-time Pro Bowler under contract for one more season. In NASCAR news, Tony Stewart is heading back to the track. The three-time NASCAR Cup Series champ will race this summer at Indianapolis Motor Speedway in an Xfinity Series race. The race will be held on the iconic venue's 2.5-mile, 14-turn road course. It'll be Stewart's first NASCAR start since 2016 and his first Xfinity Series race since 2013. It's 7:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Employees with 401k retirement plans can contribute up to $19,500 to their accounts in 2020. And if you're older than 50, you can save an additional $6,500. You do have to pay taxes on that money when you withdraw it in retirement, but it can grow tax-free until then. You can also get tax benefits by contributing up to $6,000 to a traditional or Roth individual retirement account. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also, save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/businessdeals.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few morning showers, then highs in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant, with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
From the SpringdaleToyota.com Traffic Center, we've got wet roadways, so be careful. That wreck at Pleasant Valley and Government Boulevard also has the lights in flash mode there. Clearing up 65 ramp to Spring Hill Avenue and also Airport and Azalea and Theodore Dawes Road and Nan Gray Davis. So far, the Bayway, the Causeway looks good from the Eastern Shore. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard in Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. They offer all things hemp. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, or pain, you may receive relief with Lotus CBD products. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The idea that it is spreading, though, I think is real. And the fact that people may have symptoms, you know, may have mild symptoms and be carrying coronavirus is real. I think that that's going to increase in numbers.
Sanjay Gupta talk about coronavirus and the spread. This is one of the, sort of talking about this last night with my 14-year-old, smart kid, and talked about herd immunity versus non-herd immunity. That's one of the things with this coronavirus. I don't have panic mode. I haven't bought masks, although there's a side question. If you could go get a mask, would you? If you could go get, let me point out that, you know, every time you would put on and take off the mask, you would leave, if coronavirus were around, you would leave the germs on there.
Yeah. You know, I'm not really a mask person. I feel like I should prepare by getting masks, but no problem.
Just not. Like a Mardi Gras mask?
Yeah, something like that.
But she and I were talking and she asking questions, and she was pointing out, she said, well, we don't have herd immunity to that. And I said, that's true, because even with flu strain A and B, over time with vaccines, you know, people have gone and gotten their shot, there's some people who just naturally, they're carriers, but they're asymptomatic, or they're people that have immunity to it. So it's harder for those people that have immunity to it, obviously, to pass it to the next person.
Right.
There's speed bumps in the way to pass it through the population, right? Because even if you and I didn't get the vaccine, Bob or Sally got the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And so you and I pass it, and then it stops with that person and can't. So you have enough of those people in the population, it slows it down. What they're saying about, at least what I've read about novel coronavirus, is because it's new and there's no vaccine yet, although they're talking about trials starting within a month here.
Right.
That it will be able to go person to person to person. There's no speed bump for it in the transmission. I don't know. That's the theory right now on this.
Yeah, regarding the mask question, I think that it seems to be overwhelmingly killing. Like, the people that are actually dying from coronavirus are all older for the most part.
Or now, have somehow comprised immune systems.
Exactly. And now in China, there were a lot of people that were, you know, in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. But that's where most of the people have died from the coronavirus to this point. And I feel like, you know, looking at the stats, the first thing I was worried about was having a one-year-old.
Yes.
And but looking at the stats, you know, no one under the age of 9 has died from this virus yet. It still could happen, obviously, and it still worries me. But I feel like if it came down to it, and there's a shortage of masks, I'd rather my mask go to someone with a compromised immune system or someone much older than me.
But, you know, as they say on the airplane, you have to put the mask on yourself first before helping out others.
A good point.
researchers have found that 70% of strains were one type and were more aggressive than the remaining 30% of COVID-19 out there. New research published this week in National Science Review from the Chinese Academy of Sciences is preliminary. The paper's authors cautioned this. They said the first strain was more common at the beginning of the outbreak in Wuhan, China, but its frequency decreased after early January, likely a result of strict measures China put in place to try to stem the spread of the virus. Dr. Stanley Perlman, professor of microbiology and immunology at the University of Iowa, who's researched SARS and MERS, said that the new paper didn't prove that one strain was more aggressive or faster spreading than the others. He said, for now, it looks like there are two strains, but we don't know exactly what this means. So now, to complicate things further, coronavirus or COVID-19, I guess they'll call this A and B, like they do with the regular flu. I don't know. I don't know what the methodology. But then look at California. Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency after announcing California had 53 confirmed cases of novel coronavirus, including one death. California is now the third state to have declared a state of emergency behind Washington and Florida. And then, of course, we talk about $8.3 billion in emergency funding to address COVID-19. I hope this is applied properly. Mm-hmm. This is an example of the good possibilities and the negative possibilities of the federal government, right? That they can do things in a blanket way, bring money and affect change all 50 states, do all these things. At the same time, we've seen failures in the past, right? Of the federal, I mean, let's look at the Katrina. Let's look what happened at post-Katrina.
Yeah.
Where so much money was spent in the wrong places. Right? I mean, you see these programs that are instead of being precision, they're ham-fisted, and money gets wasted on the edges. But yeah, so the House has passed $8.3 billion in emergency funding. I know on the Senate side, our Senator Shelby has been a big, you know, advocate here on this spending. It says the House and Senate negotiators have reached a bipartisan agreement on $8.3 billion in coronavirus supplemental spending. Where we're getting that money from, although in reality, China holds only about 10% of our debt, but just for the fun of argument, if we borrow the money from China to fight the coronavirus here, a little bit ironic, they said it will fully fund a robust response to the coronavirus, including vaccine development, support for state and local governments, and assistance for affected small businesses. So there may be some. Do you think we get money the way you get special loans and all that after a disaster in an area? I wonder if that'll happen from this.
Interesting. Very interesting. I do know that I have had trouble not touching my face. That is very difficult.
Y'all don't
start paying attention to that.
Here's what you do, everybody. Do not touch your eyes or face right now. Yeah, you want to touch your eyes and face. See, I know. It happens to all of us. 729, our staff meteorologist, he's well, I think. He's going to join us in just a second, right after we check news with WKRG. Y'all stay right there.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. After 70 years at Lad People Stadium, the Reese's Senior Bowl will move to a new venue. The game will move to Hancock Whitney Stadium, which is being built at the University of South Alabama. Senior Bowl practices will also move to the school's campus. USA Athletic Director Joel Erdman says Senior Bowl officials will pay the school $30,000 per game. Daphne leaders are making big plans for the city's waterfront. If you've recently been to Bayfront Park, you may notice the park's pavilion is missing. City leaders had the pavilion torn down to make way for new projects.
projects. They're already planning to bring in an amphitheater, restaurants, and music venues to the waterfront. Mayor Dane Haygood said the improvements will be funded by local money and hopefully grants. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz made a bold statement during a vote on measures to fight the coronavirus. Gaetz wore a gas mask as lawmakers voted to allocate money to fight against the outbreak. The U.S. House voted to give more than $8 billion in emergency aid. Right now, there are three confirmed coronavirus cases in the Sunshine State. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes wants to help you lock them up by offering any Liberty Gun Safe purchase tax-free until March 15th. Drop by the showroom in Mobile or D'Iberville and get a discount off your Liberty Gun Safe equal to your sales tax rate. All Liberty Safes come with a lifetime transferable warranty against theft and fire. 12 months free financing and delivery is available upon request. With service after the sale, why go anywhere else? That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes on Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile and next to Walmart on Sangamon Boulevard in D'Iberville.
California's first COVID-19 death. A cruise ship passenger died from coronavirus after he'd returned home. The death was linked to the Grand Princess cruise ship, which is being held off the California coast so passengers and crew members can be screened.
At least three people did test positive for the virus, the people who were on the previous voyage, and 60 people from that previous voyage are now on the current voyage, and all those people are now confined to their staterooms.
There's Dan Simon. Cleanup after severe weather in and around Nashville, Tennessee continues as we hear from Amara Walker.
The reality for so many people here is that they are going to have to start from scratch, and you can tell that just by looking at the sheer devastation.
The National Weather Service confirmed that an EF4 tornado hit Putnam County, while an EF3 tornado slammed Wilson and Nashville's Davidson County. Dow futures down 500 points. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. While the coronavirus suspends travel and wallops stocks, the illness has also led to cheaper prices at the pump. Over the past 3 weeks, when China largely shut down and fewer people traveled, app Gas Buddy says gas prices have fallen 6 cents a gallon. As of yesterday, the national average sits at $2.41, and a gallon costs less than $2 at more than 3,000 gas stations across the country. GM is renewing its push to convince Wall Street it's the automaker to bet on for electric cars, as a decades-long effort to sell the technology to customers has gained little traction. In a presentation yesterday at the company's engineering center near Detroit, GM executives detailed their electric vehicle strategy in the coming years, including plans for new battery technology that will allow its vehicles to travel up to 400 miles on a single charge, topping today's competitors. Crude oil up 5 cents at $46.83 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to sharp losses at the open. That's Your Money Now.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-885-6633 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-885-6633. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
If your business is running perfectly smooth with no IT issues, congratulations. For the other 99%, there's CSpire Business. We're more than your IT provider. We're your partner. Our team has the insight and experience to navigate your toughest challenges. For cloud, cybersecurity, connectivity, and so much more, the choice is clear. CSpire Business. Insight, experience, your IT partner. Get fiber fast with gigabit internet speeds. Learn more at cspire.com/business.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35 and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, clouds out there this morning, but you have some good news by the weekend.
Yeah, in fact, we should see an improvement this afternoon. Low pressure system that gave us the rain yesterday, a little over half an inch here in Mobile. Of course, most of that rain was to the north of us. But that storm system is now moving to the east, and all the rain is spreading on into southeast Alabama, the eastern Florida panhandle, into Georgia, and eventually to the Carolinas. We can look to mainly mostly cloudy skies for the rest of the day, but I do expect some periods of sunshine this afternoon. But only 62 to 63 degrees for the high today with that wind out of the north. Now, tonight, we're going to cool down a bit into the upper 40s under mostly clear skies. And then tomorrow should be a beautiful day. As high pressure builds into our area, we should have sunny skies, high around 65, and then dropping down to the upper 30s for Friday night. As for the weekend, looking good. Sunny skies, mid-60s on Saturday, and then mostly sunny upper 60s on Sunday. Monday, the clouds come back with a few showers, and then we'll see numerous showers for Monday night and Tuesday. So enjoy some dry weather that'll coming in for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
About time. Yes. Although last weekend we had that, we had like a four-day run of dry weather. What do we look at, like, how much rain do we get down here? And more importantly, as people look at the river stages in places like Saraland and over in Baldwin County on the west side, how much rain did they get to our north?
I don't have any exact measurements, but I know some areas did get 2 to 3 inches of rain across through central Alabama and down in the interior of southwest Alabama. And those totals so far for the year are pretty significant now across Alabama. I mean, we've had just a little over 10 inches of rain. That's about an inch and a half below normal here in Mobile. But Birmingham, 24 and a half inches of rain, and
wow,
They're 14 inches above normal so far this year.
No wonder we're flooded down here.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Bill, if people are looking at wet years, dry years, hot, cold, all that kind of information is just some of what we can check out in the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
And that almanac is free as usual, and you'll find copies at Hancock Whitney Banks and Mobile and also the Eastern Shore. Also here in Mobile at West Marine and also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Over on the Eastern Shore, an old-time garden supply in Fairhope, and also in Fairhope, Autocraft Collision Center.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. I tell you what, another place you can pick up a copy of the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac is going to be at the Mobile Boat Show. It's one of the many giveaways we'll have for you. The floating keychains, the new run of FM Talk 106.5 Huggers, and we're going to handshake or... We'll greet you with a fist bump.
Yeah, or maybe even an elbow bump.
Elbow bump at the FM Talk 106.5 Guides Corner at the Mobile Boat Show. We're there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The best guides are out there giving you advice throughout the weekend, plus all kind of stuff to check out. I know that we're going to have some videos, some cool... You hear me, Jason? My buddy Jason Smith from Fox 10. I've been working on some of his drone videos from some properties that he's showing. We're going to have those going in the background. Plus, Wayne Edgeworth, who killed the state record 9-point of all time, killed it this year. He's coming from Cullman, Alabama, to come down here. He's bringing the buck. He's gotten the mount back, and he has pictures of this deer over the years and the story of hunting this deer. He's going to be there with us Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to visit, so stop by and see that.
Man, that is awesome. And having been there for years in the past,
it's a cool thing, isn't it?
So cool to see these experts, and all you have to do is walk up and ask them a question. Any question you have, whether it be fishing or hunting, they'll help you out. It's cool to see people come up and ask, whether it's Mike Ward or Bobby Abrascato or Jason Smith, a question, and then they're right there and you just have a conversation. It's very cool.
Y'all come by and see us, all right? 7:38, speaking of Bobby, he's going to join us here in about 15 minutes for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Traffic on the way next.
Hey, pretty focused on your phone. Checking out Tinder?
Not Tinder, man. Breaking news, just posted on lanyatmobile.com. There's some real shady stuff going on. Have you read it yet?
No, don't have a digital subscription, so no.
Really? It costs almost nothing. You're really missing out on a lot.
I don't know. I always pick up the print version. They're everywhere and free, and you know how cheap I am.
Are you kidding? It's only 21 cents a day. It's totally worth it. All the same great stuff in the Mobile and Baldwin editions. Daily breaking news, exclusive web content, and really convenient. You can read it on your phone or any computer.
Really? Will a subscription work on all my devices?
Dude, one digital subscription gets you access on 5 devices. Phones, work computer, home computer, whatever you need. It literally takes less than a minute.
And you're supporting a strong local newspaper that goes after public corruption and info on things that we really need to know.
Okay, I'll sign up at LagniappeMobile.com right after you buy me a drink.
Man, you really are cheap.
Look for Lagniapp at over 1,500 locations in Mobile and Baldwin counties and sign up for a digital subscription today at LagniappeMobile.com and help keep Mobile funky.
Staying at a hotel is not the same thing as staying at the Fisher House.
The Fisher House, I know, is a huge part of land recovery.
For somebody like my husband, for them to know that their family members are being taken care of, that's a huge burden off of them, so they can concentrate on their therapies.
Just having that assurance that no matter what, as long as we were there for Anson, that someone would be there to take care of us. It took so much weight off our shoulders.
How can you help? Go to fisherhouse.org.
Good morning, everyone. For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, working accidents now at Government and McVeigh. Also southbound 65 to Spring Hill Avenue right off the exit ramp. At Greenlawn and University, Government and Broad and House Ferry and Moffitt, they're waiting for the wreckers. State troopers have got you covered on radars traveling out towards range line, so watch your speed. The Renaissance Hotel and the Battle House Hotel and Spa are hosting a joint job fair this Saturday from 9 to 2 for 40-plus part and full-time positions. Applications must be completed online before attending the job fair by going to RenaissanceMobileJobs.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
741 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings Thursday style. Glad to have you here. Coming up next hour, Robert Kennedy Jr. joins us. Also, pinch hitting. Rob Holbert does not have coronavirus, but he's booked. And Jason Johnson is going to pinch hit at 8:30 from Lanyap. So that's on the way in just a little bit. Going through the text line at 343-0106. And Haywood says, we were talking about shut-ins earlier. He said restaurants are starting to feel the hurt. Delivery, no go. Someone will still have to prepare the food. Catherine says, makes more sense for the people actively coughing, having fever, to wear the dang mask. That's what Pence was saying out there. Philip, all right, our buddy Philip said the elbow bump is actually called the wing swing.
The wing swing.
I'm learning new stuff. Steve says, I'm going to do the royal nod, don't touch, I guess, when he shows up. Okay, the royal nod is down, isn't it? Like, if you nod, you nod down with the royal nod?
I think so, yeah. That's,
I don't know if I can do that.
It's the only nod I know, but it must be the royal
really?
Nod. Yeah, I just do the... Sometimes I do the up nod.
Exactly. I'm about to say, you grew up in Clark County.
You're right.
It's the up... There's two things we do in the country when two trucks pass each other on the road, right? We'll put the fingers up.
Right. Hand on top of the steering wheel.
Of course.
Fingers up.
And depend on how, you know, it's one fingers, two fingers, it's all, you put four up.
That's if you really,
What's up, dog?
Exactly.
You know, you do that when you see one of your boys. Or the chin raised nod. It's not a nod down, but it's a chin raise. Like, I see you.
Yeah.
I see you. What's up?
Yeah.
Where are you going, man?
And then once you leave Clark County or one of these many other places around Alabama.
I'm Washington County guy, so.
But once you go to a big city and you do that, and even Mobile, there's so many people that just, they don't salute back. They don't give you the nod.
Oh, that is a horrible feeling.
Back. It is.
When you give somebody, you know, some fingers up, or you give them the chin raise and they don't,
It takes a while to acclimate.
That's hard. That's harsh. Is what that is. Although here's the difference between growing up, we'd always do fingers up or the chin up to when you see, you know, one of your boys or somebody you knew, or just being friendly.
Yes.
Riding down the country road. Now, when you see one of your boys doing that, you do the fingers up and chin up, and next thing, bring, or text you. Yeah, they'll be calling you up. Hey man, I just saw. Where are you going?
Yeah.
Now you get a phone call right afterwards. These are the problems of a high-tech redneck, I guess.
That's exactly it.
All right, 744 FM Talk 106.5. Sports on the way. We'll talk some Lads' loss and South's gain for the Senior Bowl. That's coming up, and we'll check in with News 5 next.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to tell you again today about the value of purchasing a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. In addition to the rigorous 152-point inspection and 100,000-mile factory-backed warranty, your like-new Kobe Subaru also includes roadside assistance, finance rates as low as 1.99%, as well as service loaners should you ever need one. The Kobe difference, along with these benefits from Subaru, can make your certified pre-owned Subaru purchase worry-free. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about the Kobe difference. Our newly expanded service hours and incredible inventory once again prove that at Kobe, it's all about you.
It's all about you, you, you. It's all about you, you, you.
down to the Tiki Tonk Tour. Saturday, March 15th, the Mobile Sanger Theater. With special guest Larry Fleet. Get up close and personal with Jake Owen live. Tickets on sale now at the Sanger Theater box office and Ticketmaster.com. Jake Owen, down to the Tiki Tonk Tour.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A manhunt is underway for a man in Bay County. Deputies say killed two people. They say 41-year-old Jason Kenneth Jones shot and killed a woman while he was chasing his girlfriend. Jones also reportedly shot his girlfriend, but she's expected to survive. Officials found a second body while putting out a fire at Jones' home. He is considered armed and dangerous. If you happen to see him, call 911. Two suspects are in the Mobile Metro jail this morning after one suspect shot at deputies who were serving a warrant. Mobile County deputies were looking for Savannah Dixon when Corey Owens drove off, leading them on a chase. He then crashed and ran off into a wooded area before shooting at deputies. Canines were able to catch Owens, who had outstanding warrants for possessing and receiving stolen substances. Dixon faces a theft charge. A Mississippi conservation group is getting a grant to help expand oyster reefs in the Gulf. The Nature Conservancy received nearly $3 million to expand reefs. They hope to strengthen the reef in case there is an influx of fresh water into the Gulf. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
The Senior Bowl is on the move. Auburn's win streak at home is snapped, and the Pelicans lose an important game in their race for the playoffs. It's 7:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. It's official. The Senior Bowl is moving on from Ladd Peebles Stadium beginning next year. Senior Bowl officials announced yesterday that in January of 21, the Senior Bowl practices and game will be played at the University of South Alabama's Hancock Whitney Stadium. The stadium is still under construction, but on schedule to open this fall for the Jaguars football season. AL.com reports that the university and the Senior Bowl agreed to a 10-year, $30,000 per year deal, which also includes proceeds from concessions to the university. The Senior Bowl will get parking and ticket revenue. The annual All-Star Game has been held at Ladd Peebles Stadium for 70 years. In SEC basketball last night, Auburn's 19-game home win streak was snapped in a 78-75 loss to Texas A&M. It had been over a year since the Tigers lost in Auburn Arena. Josh Nebo led the Aggies with 19 points. 17 of Nebo's points came in the second half. Auburn was led by Samir Dowdy with 25 points. The Tigers will close out the regular season in Knoxville against Tennessee on Saturday. In other games, Florida beat Georgia 68-54. Arkansas picked up a huge 99-90 win over LSU, and Ole Miss beat Missouri 75-67. In the NBA last night, New Orleans fell to Dallas in overtime, 127-123. The Pelicans, who are in a race for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference, have now lost three games in a row. Memphis routed Brooklyn 118-79. Miami beat Orlando 116-113. Milwaukee took care of business against Indiana 119-100. Oklahoma City beat Detroit, and Boston got the win over Cleveland. In NFL news, the LA Chargers and Carolina Panthers traded offensive linemen on Wednesday. According to ESPN, the Chargers traded left tackle Russell Okung to the Panthers in exchange for guard Trey Turner. It'll become official on March 18th when the new league year begins. Turner has been a Pro Bowl selection the previous five seasons and is under contract through 2021. Okung is a two-time Pro Bowler under contract for one more season. In NASCAR news, Tony Stewart is heading back to the track. The three-time NASCAR Cup Series champ will race this summer at Indianapolis Motor Speedway in an Xfinity Series race. The race will be held on the iconic venue's 2.5-mile, 14-turn road course. It'll be Stewart's first NASCAR start since 2016 and his first Xfinity Series race since 2013. Right now, it's 10 minutes until 8. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few morning showers, then highs in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant, with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Come on, kids, get in the car. Move along. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. If you're like me, you don't like wasting time. And waiting around for something like a quote on your insurance? Well, that's just the worst. The good thing is a lot of insurance companies are just a click away with your quote. But you know what? I don't click while I'm driving. Especially when I have my grandchildren in the car. I like to kick it old school and actually talk to a human being. And if that human is local and recommended by a friend, even better. Well, that's Jack Green. Jack Green with eNational Insurance will go above and beyond to save you money on your personal, commercial liability, and all types of business insurance premiums. And he will get your quote on the same day.
Old school, huh?
That's right.
So how old is your school?
Mind your business. Call Jack Green with eNational Insurance, 767-6550. 767-6550.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we've got an accident with the traffic just happened a few minutes ago at Schillinger Road between Old Government and Hit Road. Southbound 65, the airport, another accident clearing Government and McVeigh. Also clearing Greeley and University, Government and Broad, and House Ferry and Moffitt. The Servants of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile. They've got the perfect gift for that unique someone. From the independent art, books, and clothing to the oddity items like the skulls, the two-headed turtles, even snakes in a jar. See them at ServantsofBienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 7:53 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. It's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by the folks at McCoy Outdoor Company. You find them just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. They got the gear you need. If you're heading to the woods next weekend with the kids for turkey season, the youth opening, or maybe heading to the water like our buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato, they got the stuff that works around here. Go see the whole crew today at McCoy Outdoor Company and make sure to come say hi to Captain Bobby Abrascato from the A-Team when he's out at the Guide's Corner at the Mobile Boat Show. Hey, Bobby.
Looking forward to it, too, man. I can't believe it's boat show season. You're talking about turkey hunting season, man. The azaleas are blooming, and there's no shortage of water.
Yeah, that's the problem, though. I mean, people would think, fishermen are going to love.
That's the problem.
Yeah, people say, fishermen love water everywhere. It's making it
not
pretty tough.
Not this flavor of water.
Right, the fresh water making things tough, although you said you had some good trips.
I did. I had some good trips last week, pleasantly surprised. We had some people that were out for Mardi Gras and whatnot, and ended up having some surprisingly good trips. And it was really, I'm calling it a springtime pattern. We caught everything. Caught some on slicks, but mostly on popping forks and voodoos. Had some fairly nice-sized trout. Unfortunately, we've gotten enough local rain out of this system that came through yesterday and today, I think, to screw everything up. So be a great weekend to come down there and pick you out a boat or two.
or two. I like it.
Boat or two. You know, all it takes to get a boat down there is a checkbook and a 2-inch ball, and you can go away with one.
So. That's right. They would rather you haul them off than them haul them back to the lot.
That's right. They'll put them on you too. But yeah, that's gonna be fun down there. You know, that thing's a great show that they put on, and then of course, you know, the extracurricular activities like you and the Guides Corner and some other things that go on down there. It's a lot of fun. You know, it's when the fish and stuff, at least we can talk good about it.
Well, let's talk about this, though. I mean, the fish, they're not going anywhere, right? I mean,
they're not going anywhere.
They're kind of in their places, so we're just waiting for conditions to make it easier to catch them, right? I mean, they're not moving out. I mean, if they're down in a hole where there's some salt water right now, they're probably hanging out.
That's right. That's, you know, you got a captive audience. The problem with it a lot of times is just getting them to bite when you get, you know, saltwater species of fish, you know, in that situation. They're there to survive. We talk about this quite a bit where sometimes, you know, if you're, you know the fish are in the river channels, but they're still hard to catch. But when they get up on the shallow flats, is when they're really feeding a lot of times, particularly in these transitional periods like we're having right now, like we're going through right now. And it's just they can't get up there when it's this fresh. They just physically can't survive up there, so they basically shut down. You can probably get lucky and fish some of the deep holes and stuff and bounce one off their head or something like that. You'll get one a reaction bite, but you know, it's just I hate it. It's just that time of year where it just gets tough, and we're, you know, it's compounded by the fact that we got just so much water coming down through the delta right now. I fished over the weekend, and there was fresh water in places I've never seen fresh water in before. So that'll tell you how tough it's been.
Hey, you've seen the pictures of my camp up on the river. I've never seen the water get that close to the floor before. But let's talk about this. If somebody wanted to, they definitely want to go get some fish biting, find somewhere with some clearer water. Is there anything out front going on here? You know,
And I would focus more to the east of the mouth of the river. You can look at some satellite views. There's a number of them available, but if you can see, and it always does this with that freshwater runoff, when it reaches the mouth of the bay, it drifts to the southwest and then the west. It's just the natural flow of the currents. And with that, there's some pretty water down the Gulf beaches between the mouth of the bay and down towards, you know, we're even down towards Pensacola, but, you know, Fort Morgan stretch all the way down to Gulf Shores. And those beach fish, this is the time of year some of those guys catch those whiting and pompano. If you get a chance to get out and the weather lets you, places like Dixie Bar will have bull red. This is almost a peak time for that right now to do that. So those are the opportunities I'd take advantage of. If you just absolutely had to go out and soak a bait and wet a line, that's probably going to be your best bet.
All right. Well, two things to do as we get ready for things to get better at the fishing front. Number one, come to the Mobile Boat Show. Hang out with us at the Guides Corner. Check out all the boats. And number two, go ahead and get a trip booked with you and the A-Team. How do they do that?
The easiest way is just go to the website, which is ateamfishing.com, and it's got all the contact information on there. You can even fill it out and tell us when you want to go, or we'll pick some good tide and moon dates for you. And it's going to happen. It ain't going to be too much longer. It's trying to happen right now. We just need the conditions to improve a little bit.
All right, Captain Bobby, I will see you this weekend at the boat show, and we'll talk then.
Okay, old buddy, have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Arriscato from the A-Team for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Once again, the gear that works around here, they got it at McCoy Outdoor Company. And yeah, the Guides Corner at the Mobile Boat Show. We're going to be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with the best guides along the Gulf Coast for the best advice, plus all kind of good giveaways, too. You hadn't picked up your Mobile Weather Marine Almanac? We got those. The new run of FM Talk 106.5 Huggers, we got those. The floating keychains, we got those as well. All coming to the boat show this weekend. We'll see you down there. All right, 7:58, Robert Kennedy Jr. joins us next right here on Mobile Mornings.